everybody.
He does indeed.
All right, here's my word. I come to you from a slightly different perspective this year. I didn't have to observe Mother's Day. But I can speak now, I think, freely, more freely than ever before, on behalf of dads everywhere, and bear with me. It's okay that we get snubbed, and as we've already so eloquently stated, it's a second-class holiday, dads and grads. Buy dad some piece of crap because he's a stupid tool who does nothing except go out every day and slay the dragon and make it possible for you to live in the fantastic Barbie dream house that we've supplied for you and all you little booger eaters out there that wouldn't be there without the magic juice that comes from daddy. But let's talk about what dads really want on Father's Day. This is the point that you gotta hear me out on. I don't care if you're like me, a grizzled veteran, 25 years with one woman and one beautiful child. If you're like Buzz, if you're barren, well, you're out of this, Buzz.
Right.
Robbie, 10 years under his belt, got two kids. Mike, gone through a divorce, single dad. Still, all of these men, myself included, if there was still a woman in my life, the mother of my child, and I say this to you now with more conviction than even when she was here, do you know what fathers want on Sunday? And none of them have the balls to tell you this. They don't want a tool set. They don't want a DVD player. They don't want a goddamn barbecue. You know what they would like? They want one day in their life to be like it was before they had kids. You want this to be a happy Father's Day for your husband, for your loved one, for your boyfriend. Get the frig out. Just for one day. Let him wake up and, you know, let him experience what it's like to live in his house under his rules. He doesn't want to go to Don Pablo's for a goddamn smorgasbord. He wants to eat his food in his underpants with his hands. He wants to pee and leave the seat up. He wants to get his jerk on. And he wants to sit around and scratch his nuts and remember how great his life was before he didn't pull out and made the first of many booger eaters.
God.
Bravo.
You have completely outdone yourself. Yeah.
Give him what he wants.
Buzz, you see that? Yeah, you see that? Yeah. That's a tear.